possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, another day, another Guardians win, Daryl. You said yesterday...
Back on the bandwagon.
Well, you said yesterday they're going to be a wild card team, but you also said they're not a real contender.
They did beat
Are
up
they
on
changing
the
your mind?
No. No.
10 runs?
No.
They left 14, 16, something like that, guys on base. Steven Vogt said they left some runs out there that they still could have scored more. I don't know.
Who did they play last night?
The Baltimore Orioles.
What are the Baltimore Orioles doing this season?
You can only play the competition that's in front of you, Daryl.
And how did they do with
competition?
Let's talk about
this real quick. You want to keep doing that, all right? They were July 8th, which was 14 calendar days ago. They were 15 and a half games out of behind Detroit. They're currently 10 games behind them. We've had an all-star break in that.
Look out, Tigers.
Closing the gap.
Five and a half games and in 10 games.
Check that rearview mirror.
Currently,
objects are closer
three and a half
than they
out
appear.
Of the wild card.
I mean, listen,
I'm telling you now, Spencer, Daryl, I'm not going to stand for your snarkiness towards the Guardians for the rest of the show. Just so you know, if you want to continue to do that, we're going to have problems.
Now, I have said that they're going to be a wild card team. What else do you want from me? Am I supposed to say they're going to chase down the Tigers and win the division?
I want some genuineness in your voice, Daryl.
That was genuine. That I picked. They're going to be a wild card team.
Old
they're going to make the playoffs.
Daryl.
They're just not going to go anywhere.
So I tend to I'm really
they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah,
they're beating up on like teams like Baltimore. Great.
And so and they're going to do that for the rest of the year because this whole schedule is horrible.
That's the schedule
that's ahead of them. So every time we're going to go, good for them, they beat the Royals. Good for them, they beat the White Sox.
The Rockies are coming up next week.
They may actually get to the end of September with their entire lineup hitting over 200.
That's a
step in the right direction.
That is one giant leap.
I did notice last night, you know, they like to put the OPS up on the scoreboard now. Instead of batting averages, Jose's over, he's almost 900, right?
Yeah, I told you that months ago.
No, I'm not saying I just noticed that they did it, Daryl. I'm telling you about numbers.
They're still doing it,
you
got
to listen to the whole thing here. All right, you guys have a good show.
No, listen, Daryl, like yesterday I said I am not going to be dragged back in. Like I can't do it. Like I'm excited. I'm glad.
Wait a minute. Owen's jumping all over me, and you're the one sitting here saying you're not all in.
I let Owen take it up with you first. No, listen.
He's not a real supporter of the team, so I'm not worried about.
Oh, that's why. Oh, so that's why you're coming after me because I am a supporter. Oh, I see.
Because you're the guy telling me about how excited you are to get to the ballpark today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And be a Guardians fan, right?
No, I'm going to see some folks.
There's some other reasons that you're going, and that's fine. But
adding to your bobblehead collection?
Tomorrow night is Superman night at the ballpark. They're giving away Metropolis Meteors t-shirts.
Are they doing a hat at all? Any sort of hat?
I don't think so.
Mm.
And then they, I bought the special ticket, the theme, I believe it's called a theme night. So if I got that wrong over there, I apologize. But I purchased the theme night ticket so I could get my Superman bobblehead. Very important item for me. I just like I buy my theme night tickets for the Peanuts bobbleheads. Snoopy's coming up next month. Can't wait.
There you go.
So, yeah, I look, I in all sincerity, because Owen's looking for some, for some sincerity, I can talk this morning, from me, in all sincerity, I'm glad they took the Orioles to the woodshed and did exactly what they should do to that god-awful baseball team from Baltimore, okay? And I'm glad it's the Guardians that can beat up on a team from Baltimore, because we know the Browns are incapable of doing that, right?
Shots fired. Browns catching strays, and we're not even talking Browns yet.
Well, training camp officially, well, it does it's tomorrow. Officially it's underway, almost but here. We'll be there tomorrow.
We will talk plenty of Browns today throughout the show, but no, listen, I think this is going to be the problem the rest of the way, because this is the Guardians. This is how the Guardians operate. Like they always have these ebbs and flows, and every MLB season does. But the problem is, like, their upswings always come at, like, the perfect time.
Actually, you know what? I have a beef with you.
They always come at the perfect time.
I have a beef with you.
What?
Get your Red Sox thievery fandom off your X feed, okay?
Why?
Just knock it off.
It's in my bio. If you follow me, there's going to be tweets about the Red Sox. Sorry. It's just how it goes.
Like, yeah, but you're trying to steal Emmanuel Clase from us, okay?
It's not stealing him. It was like a trade. No. Did you not see what the trade package was? It was a trade that would help the Guardians and help the Red Sox at the same time.
I want more.
Well, okay, I think the whole premise of that story, that article, was that would be like the baseline of what they'd be swapping. It would be Jaren Duran for Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, you gotta give me more.
But that was the point, I think, was that they were like, this would be the premise of these two teams making a deal. But the Red Sox would still have to give up more because Emmanuel Clase has more value at this point.
I do not follow you for your Red Sox fandom, okay?
I understand that.
I follow you for your other insights.
They get worked in occasionally. I wouldn't say I tweet about the Red Sox more than I tweet about most of the other things going on in Cleveland.
But at least you're not like other people on this show where, like, you're a Red Sox fan, but you're also a Guardians fan, and you're also a, I don't know, pick another team.
Who could you be talking about?
I don't know. Who could I be talking about? Shots fired. Well, first thing
in the morning. That's always been my big thing, is I'm going to be authentic about it. Like, the Red Sox are the team I fell in love with as a kid because we were vacationing in Boston. There's a whole backstory there, whatever.
Right.
So they're the reason I got into sports, really. Was like, that was the first team I ever cheered for. So I haven't given up that fandom because of it. But I'm not going to show up here and be like a carpetbagger and be like, hey, yeah, I'm a big Guardians fan. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I get it. So the Guardians have a soft spot in my heart when they're not playing the Red Sox. I wish them all the best of luck. I talk about them. I probably watch more of their games generally than I do the Red Sox. I kind of try to watch both at the same time to the best of my ability, but obviously I got to pay attention to the Guardians to be able to talk about them. So
you make that sound like that's a chore for you to watch the Guardians.
Well,
so
this
that you
year
can talk
it has.
About
I do the same for the Browns, and yes, Daryl, it is a chore.
This year it has been a bit of a chore, which is why
that's why a game like yesterday is exciting,
it
right?
Was.
Because it's not a chore. Yesterday's game was not a chore. And like you said, so I looked it up, it's 15. They left 15 on base yesterday.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes of baseball, a bad game by the Guardians, and they still came out and blew out a team that's not good, right?
Yeah. Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And if they can continue to, if they play like this, they're going to win series, right? If you win series, you have a chance. You have a chance to be able to be back in this thing when it actually counts in September, when we're starting to close the stretch and we're in real races. And you're right, Darryl, I don't know that they're going to do anything in the playoffs. But major leagues over any other sport, you make the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what happens. Well, you got 3-game series, right, where you can go steal one in the wild card. It's when you get to the championship series and they're playing 7-game series, it's a little tough. Things start to shine through. But
hey, in 97, they won 89 games, and they ended up in the World Series.
Right.
Knocked out the Yankees in the divisional round. Beat the Orioles in the ALCS, got a little revenge from 1996 when the O's bounced them in the division series coming off their first World Series in decades, right? I mean, you are right, Owen. You get in and it's baseball,
right.
Bizarre
the
stuff
the
does
problem.
Happen.
So now assign who's Tommy and who's Manny and who's Howard, because that was the difference there, right?
Bo Naylor's now Tommy after yesterday.
You had guys you really believe in offensively.
Breaking news, Bo Naylor made contact with the baseball.
And it went over the wall. No,
details coming up at 6:20.
We talked about it yesterday a little bit, but the idea that you get in you get in and anything can happen is the thing that the Guardians have basically like monopolized as their franchise mantra for you know, decades now. Like they subscribe to that and sell the fans on that. And I'm not saying it's wrong. That's the thing that the one thing the Guardians commit to is never bottoming out, always being competitive.
Yep.
They keep in the mix, and so that's something to be admired for sure. I am imploring people, and I think you have the realistic like approach to this, and I think Owen, even despite the fact that he's trying to sell you otherwise, I think he knows, like as he just said, this team probably gets the playoffs, and I don't know that they're like the biggest threat to some of these other teams in the AL, but yeah, like that is the goal, and they're certainly playing baseball well enough right now where it's like, you think they got a good shot to get there. I'm sort of fascinated at this point because there's always like the conversations of like wild card race versus division race.
Right.
It's easier to catch one team that you're constantly chasing versus like three or four that are all kind of in the mix with you. But they're closing the gap in the wild card race as well. Like, do we really think that the Tigers are going to blow still a 10-game lead over the rest of the season?
We've seen it happen in baseball before. Anything is possible.
Reason it feels possible with that team is because, and I think Owen said this yesterday, they're young. They're like an inexperienced, like that trip to the playoffs last year, not that it was a surprise. I think some people kind of felt the Tigers were on the rise, but them making the playoffs last year, that was like their like real first experience, like with a lot of those young guys that they started to build around of, oh, now this is what it's like. And then the Guardians kind of got the better of them because they have more experience. They win that series. And so this was now them sort of the springboard for them to take that next step. But you get to the postseason, it still is a different beast. It's similar to in the NBA, we talk about it, right? Like those calluses you get from playing in the postseason.
Yep.
We're still talking about that with guys on this team. So I think the same thing applies to the Tigers, where I don't know if the Guardians are going to catch the Tigers in the division, because 10 games is a lot. Even with, you know, 2+ months to still go here. I mean, maybe they choke it away. That would be an epic choke of like a historic level choke if they did, being up 15 games like Owen mentioned. But here's the thing. What I do find interesting is, like, if you get into the postseason and the Guardians play the Tigers again, if they met in like the first round or the second round or whatever,
yeah,
that would be something where I'm like, I kind of like the Guardians' chances in that series because they have the playoff scars, because they've been there, because they know the Tigers. Like, they're not going to be afraid of a team like that. And so that is where the whole concept of you get in and anything can happen certainly does apply.
Well, and I don't think that the Guardians are going to do a fire sale now that they have.
No. Are they going to be slight buyers like Al Pulaski said, whatever that looks like?
Yeah, I mean, and look, I don't know that slight buyers moves the needle for you, and they are a team that needs the needle to be moved if they're going to go from a periphery wild card team, maybe make the Tigers sweat a little bit in September, to being able to become a threat in the postseason. Like, they need to add a bat. That's what they need to do. Their pitching is fine. Their pitching is good enough. We've seen that. I've never really been worried about the arms, because they always figure it out, to this organization's credit. Again, it's the antithesis of the 90s. In the 90s, they had hitters falling out of trees from the minor league system. Now, it's they got pitchers and pitching, and they've not been able to develop the hitting side of things. So I don't know if there's a small or medium-sized bat out there that could come in here and make a difference. I'm sure they could find someone on the market that can hit 200, which right now that is that's kind of the standard if you're not Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, or Carlos Santana. Look, I think Manzardo can do it, but you got to get that guy in the lineup more regularly. David Fry can do it, but again, got to be in the lineup regularly. Outside of that, though, it's not great. Look, nice to see Bo Naylor put the bat on the baseball yesterday, but he's just, let's call it the way we see it. He's not been very good this year.
Yeah.
Now, maybe my expectation of what Bo Naylor was supposed to give this ball club was askew, but I thought he was supposed to be the next Sandy Alomar Jr. for this franchise, as far as good to great defensively and good to really good at the plate. That's what I was expecting
Naylor. It's just never come to fruition for him.
No.
At the plate specifically. And like that's why yesterday was a nice moment for him. Like, to hit the home run was great.
Right.
But those moments are just too few and far between with
right.
him. And that's, you know, that's why when like we get these hypothetical trades with the Dodgers, I'm like, if you're making a trade with the Dodgers, they better give you Dalton Rushing or it's a non-starter for me, because like that's the type of guy you want, right? Like, that's the catcher that you're looking for. That's the guy that you maybe thought Bo Naylor was going to be.
I have no interest in helping the Dodgers out. Their whole team is basically on the Baba Bonilla payment plan.
Depends on what you're getting. If you're getting guys from the Dodgers who are like prospects that are just now getting into the majors, that's the type of the guys that the Guardians want. They don't want the guys that are going to have those ridiculous contracts that they're paying for.
Well,
years
not only
years.
That, but you don't want guys at the A or double A level. You need
guys that are
major league ready prospects. Put them on the field now. That's if that is the route, whether it's with the Dodgers or another team, Spencer.
Yeah.
That's what the Guardians need to be looking for. They need to be looking for players, young players under team control for multiple years that can help them today.
Well, along those lines, there are some interesting trade proposals popping up. We mentioned the one with the Red Sox, which we will. I do actually want to get into that trade and get a sense of what people think about it, like from the outside of this room. I know Daryl seemed to poo-poo it because he doesn't think Jaren Duran's worth it for the Guardians, but we'll see.
No, I just want more.
I got it. I
want more.
We'll
you need to overpay me.
I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.